I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
Fantastic. Let's talk about a special little evening right off the hop that you had. I think that was Wednesday. You got to hear your new single, Dance Around in Firelight, on the radio.
I did. That was such a surreal experience, honestly. I have dreamed about that for a very long time. It's one of those things. I remember me and my dad were sitting around the fire last summer and just thinking about what I wanted to do and what my goals were. And I remember saying, oh, I'd really love to hear my song on the radio someday. So that was a dream come true for me, really. That was such a cool experience.
I'm curious if you had a chance to maybe take a peek at Dad's face to see what his face was like.
Oh, I did. He was crying. I was crying too, if I'm being honest. I recorded a video of it and I posted it on my social media.
Oh, did you?
I did. It was really, really cool. Just to even capture that moment. And that's something that's literally once in a lifetime. So I'm so grateful to you guys for that opportunity too. It was such a cool thing.
You're so welcome. Now, does the songwriter in you think, hey, hang on a second, Dad crying, me hearing my song for the first time, maybe that's a song?
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm always taking in different things within my life and what I am doing and what my experiences are. And, you know, I keep a notes app of all the things that I'm thinking about writing about. So stuff like that definitely goes into songs for sure.
Well, let's get to know you a little bit. What kind of music did you grow up on? Like, what was it, stuff that mom and dad were listening to that kind of sent you down the country music road, or what was it?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up listening to country, you know, everything from Gord Bamford and Brett Kissel and all the probably more current country stars, but still a little bit older.
And the Canadian ones, which is good.
Of course. Yeah. Canadian all the way. Yeah. So I definitely grew up listening to country music, and I just kind of fell in love with the storytelling. And yeah, that's why I love it so much.
So true too. Country music can take you to places. Like, I'll hear a song that I haven't heard in 10, 20 years, but as soon as I hear the song, I remember where it was that I heard it for the first time.
Oh, for sure. And just like, I think country music in general, just the way that people write it, it's so centered around stories and experiences. And I just love that, because I think that really is the core of a lot of music, is stories.
When did you realize that you had a knack for songwriting?
Oh, I've been doing music for a really long time. I grew up singing in a choir and, you know.
Oh, did you really? Good for you.
Yeah, I did. So I've always had music as kind of part of my life. And I think I was around 13. It was kind of right in the middle of the COVID kind of thing. And I remember sitting in my basement and just being like, huh, might as well write a song. And it kind of just went from there, honestly.
Good for you. Did you say you were 13 during COVID?
I think I was.
Oh my gosh. I'm so old.
You're not that old, I promise.
So what's the dream for you then?
I mean, the dream for me really is pursuing music. It's my passion, and I love writing. I love performing. It's what really drives me every day. So the dream is for sure, you know, doing music full time.
There's a young lady I know from St. Albert. Her name's, Haley.
Haley Benedict.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. She kind of got her start playing the farmer's market in St. Albert. I used to go down there to pick up some fruit, and there'd be Haley singing with a speaker on the side of the road.
Yeah. She's fantastic. She's amazing. I've met her a couple times. I'm really, really lucky to have had that opportunity.
Do you have a chance to play live anywhere? Have you done that yet?
Yeah, I mean, I just played a couple of shows in Calgary and Red Deer, but, you know, I played on the Youth Horizon Talent Stage at Big Valley Jamboree last year, which was such a cool experience. That was awesome, just being able to, you know, showcase country music with a lot of other young artists was such a fantastic opportunity.
Especially when some of the best are literally in that same air.
Oh, yeah, that was so cool, just even being a performer there with all those other huge artists. It was amazing.
Let's talk about Dance Around in Firelight. Where did this come from? Because, wow, what a picture you paint. We were just talking about that.
Yeah. Honestly, as I've been growing up, there's just so many things that I want to experience, and I really just wanted to write a song about some of that. I think memories really kind of capture the best moments in our lives. And I think the song really reflects some of those memories that I want to make and be able to kind of look back on in the future. Yeah.
And how old are you? 16?
I'm 16. Yeah.
Good Lord. I'm trying to picture myself at 16, and I didn't have my head screwed on all that well. And you obviously do big time. And you know exactly what you're after. I love it.
Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Well, congratulations on the first single. Congratulations on everything. If we can find you on social media, where are we looking?
I'm on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Threads, kind of YouTube, everything. And it's Q Kira_Meyer_. You can find me everywhere on that.
Okay. Oh, by the way, the hottest thing on TikTok right now is Dr. Pepper with pickles in it.
Is it?
Yeah.
I have not seen that.
Yeah. I went down a deep dive. down a rabbit hole and I couldn't find my way out.
TikTok does that sometimes. You just get really sucked into it.
Oh, gosh. I need somebody to literally just pry the phone from my hands and say, enough! No more TikTok!
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Kira, for taking a few minutes. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I am so, so happy that I had the opportunity to talk with you and have a song on the radio. It really means a lot to me, so thank you guys so much.
It's because you're darn good.
Thank you.